piece of music we're listening to in the background is called the WeFix Space Junk main theme. I wrote it for the sci-fi sitcom audio drama WeFix Space Junk. It's quite a fun and upbeat song that aims to convey a futuristic world with laughs and drama. Today we'll break it down and look at some insights into why and how it was made. You're listening to How I Make Music, where behind-the-scenes musicians get to tell their own stories. Every Wednesday, we break apart a song, soundtrack, or composition, and investigate the insights into how it was made. My name is Hedley Knight. I'm a composer and sound engineer, and this is How I Make Music. Welcome back to How I Make Music, episode 65, the WeFix Space Junk main theme. Thanks for listening in. My name is Hedley Knight. I'm a composer and sound designer from London in the UK. WeFix Space Junk is an audio drama about two female repairmen who shoot off around space, fixing things and trying not to get killed in the process. And yeah, it is female repairmen because that's how it is in the script.
What's going on?
We've hit hostile ships near the Crab Nebula. This is usually a safe zone.
Of all the pieces of music I've written, the theme tune to WeFix Space Junk is probably the one I've had most positive feedback from. I selected this piece for How I Make Music because lots and lots of people, musical and non-musical, always talk to me about the feel of it and the catchiness of it. This piece was very, very much influenced by TV show themes of the 70s and 80s, and radio themes for that matter. One song that was a massive influence was the theme tune for The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Here's how it sounds. Because it was space, and I really wanted to lean into the spaciness of that, I wanted to use synthesizers, a kind of modern sound, but specifically what people thought of as modern back in the 70s and 80s, kind of the history of futurism and what people back in time maybe thought now might look like or the future might look like.
A quarter of a mile high, skyscrapers tower. On many of the buildings are landing decks for helicopters and autogyros. We see some suggestion of the things to come.
So lots of artificial, inorganic instruments and synth-like sounds, video game-like sounds. The piece was written entirely in MIDI. That means there's no physical instruments involved in the piece. It's all done inside the box to create this kind of futury digital feel. Wrote the piece in Pro Tools, but used the sounds from Reason. It has a wide range of various different synthesizers, especially ones that work well with this kind of retro feel that I was going for. One instrument that I used in this, I call the synth strings. Here, take a listen. This kind of fake string sound, I think, really helped get that 1970s sci-fi feel. I can imagine it being in the soundtrack of a Doctor Who episode. It doesn't really sound very much like strings. And then underneath that, I use a much more realistic string sound, just to add some emotion and some fullness. For the drums in this piece, I foolishly used a free trial of a piece of software called Superior Drummer, which is very, very good, but also very, very expensive. So I got the drums just how I wanted them, and now And since that free trial expired after a month, and that was now 2.5 years ago, I no longer have access to that original drum sound. But since then, I've been using a software that I did buy called Easy Drummer, which is a simplified version of the program. And I made a pretty close version. So versions of the song that you've heard since still capture the original feel. The song starts with a single synth note, and it's elongated at the beginning. You're not quite sure whether it's going to be in major, whether it's going to be in minor, whether it's going to be upbeat, whether it's going to be downbeat. You just get this big, powerful synth noise, and it moves and evolves. As the song goes on, that synth jumps up into a much higher register. I use a technique called portamento on this lead synth, which is a setting which allows you to glide from one note to another. So instead of being do, do, it's do. It adds to the fun of the piece, and it also adds to the futuristic feel of the piece. The gliding sound is reminiscent of a theremin, which is a very, very common instrument in old-fashioned sci-fi, of a spaceship taking off or lasers, and I think somehow the song launching into that big sliding octave jump at the beginning does take us up into the sky in a sense. The drums and the bass have a upbeat, syncopated feel to them. The song is in 6/8, which is usually quite a down-tempo time signature. But this has a very fast, galloping, syncopated feel to it. We suddenly realise the song is much more upbeat and quite fun. The bass line, the bass drum, and the ride cymbal really groove together nicely. So this piece, for the most part, is in C major, a key usually attributed to very happy and bright songs. But I also include notes that aren't included in the C major scale. These are usually called accidentals because they're not meant to be there. But I did put them in there on purpose. Whereas usually we'd have either a B or an A in the C major scale. I'm using that B flat. And it has almost a darker feel, perhaps, maybe slightly bluesy. Makes it slightly more interesting and takes away from the overly chirpiness of it. Which I think fits with the theme of We Fix Space Junk as a comedy with a dark side. The brass layer is also a synthesized brass instrument. And it has a triumphant fanfare sound. I think that gives the theme tune its triumphant feel, as well as being quite playful. Once I'd written all of the instruments and I had them in the computer sounding all digital and futury, I decided to do a thing called reamping to make them sound a little more retro again. I did this by playing the audio out of the computer into my mixer, my analog mixer, which is a 1980s Midas desk. And then recorded that back into the computer. The random imperfections in the old-fashioned analog mixer actually gave the entire piece a lot more analog, real, retro feel. That's about it for this week's episode. We'll listen to the full track in just a moment, but before that, thank you for listening to How I Make Music. Catch new episodes every Wednesday on Spotify, Apple, or wherever else. You've been listening to the theme song from an audio drama called We Fix Space Junk. There are links to hear the whole story in the show notes. You can also visit our website, battlebird.productions, to find out more about the show. And now, here's the We Fix Space Junk main theme, an uplifting comedy science fiction audio drama theme song, in its entirety. My name is Hedley Knights, and thanks for listening to How I Make Music. We'll catch you next week.